We first got seriously moving with the help of steam power. In 1802, a British mining engineer, Richard Trevithick, built the first large-scale steam-powered locomotive. In 1879, a German engineer, Carl Benz, developed the first internal combustion engine, burning fuel like oil and petrol to power pistons. And so the car was born. Only 5 years later, in 1884, the first electric car whirred into life, thanks to a British inventor, Thomas Parker. His vehicle was battery-powered and was tested on the streets of London. Man famously first took flight in 1903 in North Carolina in America with the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, and their propeller plane, the Wright Flyer 1. The flight was just 12 seconds, barely 7 metres off the ground, but immutably historic. 1940 saw the invention of the jet engine by a British engineer, Frank Whittle, first used in fighter planes towards the end of the Second World War, and in commercial passenger liners from 1949 with the British de Havilland Comet. Fast forward 50 years or so, there's now a greater sense of urgency among scientists to find cheaper, more energy-efficient, quicker ways of getting us around. Richard Varville is an engineer. He spent his entire career designing rocket and jet engines. Varville and his colleagues are taking a unique approach, a hybrid rocket and jet engine, the Sabre.
The fundamental problem is that a state-of-the-art rocket engine, its performance in terms of its fuel consumption is too high. So the sort of central principle behind the engine that we're working on is to basically synthesize a rocket engine with an air-breathing engine like a jet engine. For this to be worthwhile, the air-breathing engine has to operate up to speeds maybe twice as high as a sort of conventional jet engine can reach. The sort of holy grail of space flight has been to get a machine that can fly into space and come back again and do it cheaply and safely and reliably. And in fact, there's been no real progress in terms of the way in which we get into space since the very start of the space age. So the actual technology we're working on is designed to solve that problem.
Although the Sabre is being designed to take us into orbit, it may usher in a new era of travel back on Earth, the hypersonic age. The Lapcat plane, as they call it, promises staggering speeds of more than 3,000 miles an hour, or put another way, flying from London to Sydney in 4 hours.
What we have to do now is build an actual running engine, and that we're planning to do by the end of the decade. And that will then hopefully destroy all the other naysayers that think that this can't be done.
So yesterday was a holiday, but we're not going to judge you if you didn't realize it was Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. This happens every year on the last Monday in January. It's all about the plastic package cushioning that both protects whatever's being shipped and happens to be really fun to pop. CNN visited the factory and found that Bubble Wrap is only part of its story.
Inside Sealed Air's headquarters in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, they make it by the truckload every hour. But there's something new happening. In their lab, they're creating boxes that self-inflate, bubbles that inflate on site, and packaging that takes the shape of a product once it's cracked, much like a hand warmer.
This is not made out of plastic. It's made out of mushrooms.
Mushrooms that I can eat?
Mushrooms that you can eat. Oh, it doesn't smell.
It doesn't smell like mushroom. Does it taste like mushroom?
No.
No. But Bubble Wrap started it all. And like other brilliant inventions, it was made by accident. The story begins in 1957 when these guys were trying to make wallpaper. It didn't quite stick, but from that failure, Bubble Wrap was born. What is the secret to making Bubble Wrap?
I'm not going to say that. Come on down.
This would be one of the resins that we're using on the product.
And this is essentially plastic?
This is plastic.
And then it gets sucked up into these huge tubes.
From here, we will suck it up into any one of the three lines.
To form the bubbles, the plastic is melted down at 500 degrees into a consistency like molasses.
Once we vacuum form the bubble, then we extrude another layer of material to seal the air inside the bubble.
It's cut down to size by a $1 million machine. And there are over 100 different kinds of bubble wrap. customized for almost every major shipping company in the world. Bubble wrap is actually only 3% of the company's revenue. Their newer, innovative packaging isn't so easy to pop.
So this is kind of a thing of the past, and this is a thing of the present and future?
That's exactly right.
No, bubble wrap.
So if you wrap a bobblehead in bubble wrap, does that make it a bobblehead? If you pop bubble wrap with your teeth, does that make it bubble gum? If you drop it, do you bobble it or bubble it? If you skip it, are you thinking outside the bubble? And if you do nothing but pop it, are you bubbling with a bauble or bobbling with a bubble or bobbling with a bauble? I hate to burst your bubble, y'all, but that wraps things up for us today. Stop by tomorrow. We'll keep the puns poppin'.